Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. I woke up when the horn was about to reach me, and as I thought about how grateful I was to be in bed instead of facing a charging bull, I thought back to my dream. I started to storm, but I woke up thinking, I'm in a red cape, not a bull horn. If you have seen a video of a bullfighter waving a red cape in front of the bull to get him to attack, you will realize that he must really hate the color red. Bullfighters, known as matadors, use small red capes, known as muletas, in bullfights. The Spanish matador has used mules since the early 18th century. The association of bulls with the colors red has been anchored in the minds of people ever since. If the color makes no difference to the bull, why do we use red muletas and why do we use them? Since the colors are connected with action and energy, red is often used as a color that means stop. When you wave a mule, you are charging towards a bull with a red cape in front of you, not just in the middle of the fight, but all over the world. It calls us to action, motivates us, and people know that they feel confident and ready to embrace the world. We wear red dresses, we give red roses when we are in love, and simply being in love is called the red letter of the day. Red is also associated with luxury. Red Ferrari soles and Louboutin shoes declare that a person has achieved material success. You can't go wrong with using red. A painting should be red, and you can, but not too much red. If it does not turn out that way, you add more red than any other color until you get it, but if you say red in the name of the color and 50 people listen, you can expect 50 reds to be anchored in their heads. Pink is a pleasant red that can easily be combined with other colors. Red is rooted in the color pink, a color with a strong pink-red hue, but also in other shades of pink such as blue, green and yellow. Red plants attract the eye and are a good choice for those who want to draw attention to themselves and their garden. Red flowers and foliage give the landscape the illusion of moving forward, and help make a large garden feel more comfortable. We love the color red and we cannot deny that those who wear a cape speak volumes without saying a word. We have seen heroes wearing coats to symbolize the hope that in this day and age, when there is justice that can be served to them, they will do so. It seems that it can only be done by looking at Deadpool or Wolverine, but we have yet to see a hero wearing a cloak that represents hope and is capable of serving justice, which we will do in our time. If you liked most of this article, we would be happy to know what you like about the red cape and its use in your garden. If you don't know cloak and levitation, it's one of those 15 things you need to get a full diagnosis for, so let's get to the full diagnoses. Wearing a cape is a staple for many superheroes. Just imagine Thor in his cloak waving in the wind, or Superman in his signature cape. That image clearly has something, and cloak and levitation has acquired a fan base. Of course, when it comes to superheroes, the cape has become a cultural icon, and we wear it for recognition. In fact, it has been our strength all along that we hashtag we always wore our capes and fought against what we didn't want for so long because we always wore them. Equip yourself with the balance you need to choose between the red and green sides of your cape and the right amount of color for your character. The choice of what to focus your attention on becomes a reality in which you live, and it is up to you to decide carefully and thoughtfully how to focus on what has always been your strength. So we see that narrowing our focus and focusing too much on things we do not want can distort our reality by putting the goods we do not have in the foreground. Often what we want, even if it means taking something away from someone, is something we cannot freely want without having a guilty conscience. We are limiting the focus of our fight to protect our family, rather than fighting a disease that does not always leave us with a choice. This is all for today, friends. My name is Sheila and this was episode 1 of Gideon's Randomly Generated Nonsense. See ya next time.